Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with a very interesting story out of Canajoharie, and it involves a Nazi stolen painting that's been recovered. Explain, please.
Yes, this is a painting that was stolen by the Nazis in the 1930s, has been found in the collection of Canajoharie's Arkell Museum, recovered by the FBI. This painting has been known as several names. Winter is one, skaters, and snow also. It's on the front page of today's paper. The Nazis seized it from the Moss family in Germany in 1933. The Moss family was being persecuted. They were Jewish. And the Nazis grabbed this painting, and they sold it at an auction. An unknown buyer purchased Winter, which was then known as Skaters, in May 1934. It made it to New York City. And the Arkell folks purchased it later on. It's been in their collection since 1934, but will be returned to the Moss family.
Interesting story. We go from there to a disturbing story about a gentleman from Amsterdam who hit and killed a Gazette carrier. He's back in court, I believe. There's some drunk driving involved. Is that right?
Yes, this is a sad story. It's from Amsterdam City Court. Ronald E. Carpenter, he's 42, from Amsterdam, was in Amsterdam's court. On Tuesday, he's accused of driving drunk when he struck our Gazette carrier, a woman named Christina Rossi, 64. It was on Brookside Avenue in Amsterdam. The accident happened over the weekend, and he's in court. He is still in jail on $25,000 bail.
Jeff, tell us what's going on at UAlbany. They have a new forecast tool, I guess.
The atmospheric scientists and meteorologists at the University of Albany have come up with a tool that they say will give school superintendents a real-time look at forecasts for precipitation, temperatures, and high winds over the next 15 hours on a given day. Yeah, winter's coming, and this forecast tool, they say, can be used as superintendents decide whether to cancel or delay school. In our day, we just looked out the window, and we saw the snow, and we knew there was not going to be any school that day.
Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, joining us. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave.